following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All right, Nebraska breaks the huddle. Nate Turner wide right. Richard Bell slot right. Lonnie Kratzenstein tight end on the left. Eye formation with Tyrese Knox, the tailback. Knox gets the handoff up the middle. Hits a stone wall, bounces off and goes to the right. Picks up two from the 25 to 27. And the tackle made by Reuben Oliver.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
And it brings up a second down play and eight for Nebraska, leading 63-35 with 5:16 to go in the game. Kratzenstein tied in on the right, wide left for Nebraska. Come, check the ball. Man in motion, the pitch goes to the tailback. Tyrese Knox around the right side. Cut to the 24, Sendrain, and Melvin Gillum on the tackle at the 26.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Monty Kratzenstein joining us on this Thursday. How you doing, sir?
Great. Now that I'm here, now that you're here.
Oh, what a day.
You come flying. I love to watch you come flying into the studio. You're about ready to pull a hamstring. You're out of breath a little bit. Your mind's swimming. Then you can focus.
Things.
You can refocus on what we really need to do, and that's talk about sports.
Hopefully an hour of calmness today.
I can offer some calmness.
Because after that, this thing has taken on a life of its own. We're doing the ice bucket challenge, more than an ice bucket today. I'm going to throw out the details. We're going to mention it a couple of times during the show. If anybody's driving by and wonders what the heck's going on, we're doing it right here. Just like the first time we did the hot dog challenge. We did it in the parking lot, and it was like on a day like this. 403 East 25th, that's our studios here in Kearney. At approximately 12:30, we have ascertained a tanker truck from Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. I don't know how much ice they can put in this thing, but I would imagine, as we told you yesterday, it's going to be a deal where it's more than just me. Rich Broderson challenged me, and he'll get his from UNK, Voice of the Lopers. But today, anybody that needs – I'm kind of throwing that out. Anybody that needs to take and fulfill their ice bucket challenge, we welcome you on. You've been challenged, Kratzensteinstein.
I've been challenged by about three different entities, and I'm supposed to do that tonight. I can't go back to work. I can't get my boots wet. There, so there
you
I can't.
I'm not going to be wearing them. It's one of those occasions where you can't do it with your boots on. You got to leave them off over to the side, or you're going to be. They're not irrigation boots. So we're going to have the UNK football coaching staff. We're going to have the captains. We're going to have Dr. Brian Maher, superintendent of Kearney Public Schools, is going to be here. Paul Eunice is going to be here. Terry Broadfoot is going to get his as well. I believe Jim Langan, my co-host, is going to be here. And I know I'm forgetting people. I'm trying to remember them all off the top of my head. Coach Roger Matheson of the winningest track team in state history, Kearney High, is going to be here. I will be doused as well, of course. And I will be calling out my folks. In fact, I think it's safe because we have this radio forum. I'm thinking about adding to it, but again, I saw the guys in Lincoln took Sipple off the list yesterday. But I think my official three, and some people do one, some people do a bunch. But I could challenge whole teams. We're in a forum to do that. But my three today, and we will throw these out for you. My official three will be Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, and Kearney Catholic State Volleyball two-time champion coach Chris Connor. Those are the three that I'm going with, and that may be added to later today. But that's going to take place here at the ESPN Doug and Daddy Studios at approximately 12:30 today. So if a tanker truck is spraying you with water, they can kind of just keep spraying you. It's not just like a 5-gallon bucket of water on the head. Are you in?
God, you talk about putting somebody on the spot.
I'll let you think about it. We'll during the break, we'll let you get a hold of the boss, even though I know you're your own boss. We'll make sure.
Who are you trying to kid?
Yeah, come on, brother.
Who are you trying to kid?
We know what's going on. It's a great cause. It's a great charity. The money continues to roll in. I know Fred from Tecumseh helped us set this up yesterday. There will be donations for every person. And when you bring in somebody like a Dr. Maher or a Paul Eunice, the price goes up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I imagine if we have a superstar as yourself, that would bring good money as well, Monty. So
my head's swimming right now. There's a lot of possibilities. I'm going to have to do some thinking over this next time. I think that might. I know for sure that I will be calling out a member of the current New York Mets.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Buddy Carlisle will definitely be on that list. There will be someone on the Vanderbilt coaching staff that will get a little shout out. So I'm kind of waiting on my third, though. I'm kind of thinking a little bit about the third one.
Yeah. There were so many possibilities. And after I swear, Monty, in the last 24 hours, it's like you've seen, like the last 24 hours, the videos on whichever you're watching, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it seems like there was just a ton of them posted last night. So I think we're running towards the end of this deal, but I was thinking about challenging all the state championship teams from our area, and I didn't want to leave anybody out, and how far out do you go? But I mean, you got Cozad and Donovan Trumbull football, you got St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic volleyball, you can go on and on and on down the line. Well, I'm sure they've all or will be challenged.
Well, first of all, what a great deal. You talk about the power of social media and how this has morphed into a big, big deal and a tremendous cause and so on. But, you know, the other part about it is there's a lot of great, great causes out there. You see, you wonder what's going to be next. Yeah, I mean, really, because the amount of money that's been raised for this cause, and then you think about all these other different possibilities that go along with it. There's a lot, and I like it because people are talking about it. You know, yeah, it creates excitement. Some people, you know, is it a trend or is it just a blip on the radar screen? I don't know, but it's a good thing.
It's going to be something that I would hope when the year in review comes in 2014, the month of August will be remembered for this,
right?
And not, and I'm not going to go there politically, but some of the other stuff that has been happening the last couple of weeks around the country, the Midwest, the world. Let's let it be remembered for this. We'll get back to sports. We'll talk more about that. In fact, any advice you folks may have that have done the challenge, if you've got advice, you can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. And, of course, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Our guests today, Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore. They're jumping into the season tomorrow. They're the first team from our area that will be playing a fall official sport, and it's against the number one team in the country in volleyball. They're down at Oklahoma Baptist for a tournament. They'll play four games. Two of the teams are rated. We'll talk high school football with Elm Creek's Jace Dooland. Great run that they had last year in the playoffs. They're rated again. We'll see how the Buffaloes stack up. And Luke Hoover will answer all of your fantasy football questions at around 11:45. So, we gave you the Twitter address. We gave you the email. You know them. You love them. Send in your questions as you get ready for your fantasy football drafts, and Luke Hoover will answer those. Plus, we got a pair of Styx tickets for Saturday night's concert at the Nebraska State Fair to give away.
I'm in for that. Styx is our era, right?
Yeah, funny comic strip going along as well. It was the Zits comic strip. There's a funny thing referring to Styx, and of course all the places that they pop up, and of course they're teenagers, so their parents are there, and I'm sure folks will see that before time gets by us. We're going to take an early break here. When you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. I've been seeing them do work around town. I've seen just in my neighborhood over the summer some of the folks really up in their game and some really neat things. And I know Johnson Lawn and Landscaping's trucks have been in our neighborhood, so I can attest for you, it makes everything look a lot better with the rocks, the shrubs, trees. You need them. Custom concrete edging. It's beautiful. Get both style and functionality. And don't forget to add even more with their nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. They're proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work. Give them a call, 237-LAWN, or visit them online at nebraskalandscape.com. It's Johnson Lawn and Landscaping, Kearney. We're back with our guest list and advice. Plus, Monty Kratzenstein's been to Husker practice. We'll get the very latest from him after this.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mostly sunny sky for today as temperatures get up to the low 90s with some thunderstorms possible early on, possibly redeveloping in the later parts of the day, and for tonight, a low near 69. I'm meteorologist Brad Rogers. Right now, it's 75.
From Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein on this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
I know. Wow. Isn't that the way it goes anymore? We are having fun on the Doug and Daddy Show today and remind you that volleyball gets underway tomorrow for Hastings College. So let's find out what's going on. This team is picked fourth in the conference. They're 27th in the preseason poll. The three teams that were selected ahead of them in the conference are all in the top 15 in that poll, led by Northwestern of Iowa. But, you know, why mess around with those everyday teams in the GPAC? Let's just start the season with the number one team in the country. Hastings volleyball and UNK football are facing the number one team in the country when they start things off, Monty. They need to talk to their athletic directors.
No easing into this, baby.
Matt joins us live from Oklahoma. Coach, good morning. What are you thinking?
Well, we wanted to play the best, so here we are in Oklahoma.
Well, you know you could do that in a couple of weeks, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, this is how it worked out. So we hope to play them on the second day, but that's the way the tournament schedule worked out, so. And, Doug, I don't know what day it is either. We've been doing volleyball all the time since about 2 weeks ago, so I'm lost on which day it is, too. Don't feel bad about that one.
Well, let's get after it and talk a little bit, because I know you guys are busy just getting out of practice. How prepared do you feel you are to end of the season tomorrow?
We feel pretty good. We got a lot of talent on the court. Our ball control and defense has improved from last year. Texas Brownsville is obviously going to be a big test of all of that. They play a really good all-around game, and they just have some pretty physical athletes on top of it. So, but we feel pretty good about our chances. We just got to go out and execute.
Coach Monty Kratzenstein here. I'm always interested when you look at a schedule like this, when you play such a big team early on, how sometimes there's too much emphasis placed on the first game and maybe not looking at the big picture. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're very excited to play Brownsville, but at the same time, we know we got three tough tournaments here to start the year off. Ours, then we're going to Bellevue, or this one, then we're going to Bellevue, and then we host a really tough one, our 5-Point Bank Invitational, in the first weekend of September. So we got a lot of volleyball here in the first 3 weeks, a lot of top volleyball in the country. So we're excited to play them, but really as a group, we're not super focused because we also got to play Oklahoma Baptist right after Brownsville today or tomorrow. And we kind of got a rivalry going with them. We're 1-1 the last 2 years. So, and they're number 14, I think, in the country right now. So, just an exciting time. We're not getting too wrapped up about the first one. We're just going to go out and play to the best of our ability.
Matt Buttermore, head coach Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I saw during one of your TV interviews the other night, the goal is to make the national tournament. Explain to the listeners out there what it's going to take to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, well, either you have to win your conference and earn a bid in the tournament, or you have to be ranked high enough that you get one of the at-large bids. So with the strength of our conference, if we can go out and beat some of these ranked teams here in the pre-conference season and build our resume and also our conference's resume, and obviously we have three top 15 teams already in the conference, it's really going to put us in a great position, to either win the conference tournament because we played such a tough schedule and already, or get one of those at-large bids like we did 2 years ago because our ranking is so high. So that's our goal, and that's what we're pushing for.
Coach, who are some of the players that we should be watching who are going to help you accomplish that goal? Can you pinpoint a few of them?
Yeah, we're returning Katie Zuhoff. She was a first-team all-conference player last year. Jess Osterhaus is coming off her ACL, but she was pretty strong. She was a second-team all-conference player last year. A lot of you'll recognize Katie Plackey. We're going to start her at center tomorrow. And then Jill Bax was another freshman we're starting tomorrow at libero. Lincoln Southwest, another local kid, Abby Pricer from Giltner, will start on the outside. Some local kids, a lot of in-state kids, one Colorado kid, Lindy Matthews is a senior, we'll see back on the court this year in different roles as well. So some new faces, some familiar faces, and we're just real excited. We're deep in a lot of positions, so we're excited to see how the games pan out as we get going here.
Matt Buttermore, Bronco volleyball coach, joining us here from Oklahoma, where they start their season tomorrow. Coach, how about the off season? It sounded, and I saw and read and talked on the sports about a lot of new kids coming on to the program. How many of those do you need to make an impact early for you, or this season?
Well,
I guess.
I think we have some turnover outside, so we need kids like Abby. We have Morgan Heath from Wood River, a transfer from Central Community College that could make an impact. We have Jamie Isaacson from Holbridge that actually did some nice things in camp. And won't start for us, but could see some playing time. We have some other players that are sophomores. Some of our large, tall kids. We've seen Claire Rush, Logan Drupal. They could play some blocking roles, things like that. So, last year was really our first, big recruiting class, and then following up with this year, seeing those kids develop, as well as some of those new kids that can play right away. It's just really exciting to see kind of the possibilities, this year and even the next 2 years. So as they get going, so it's been a real fun preseason.
You touched on the conference a little bit here. Are you pleased? Do you think the coaches got it right? The national media got it right? You're about the fourth team right now trying to claw a little higher in the conference?
Yeah, I think, based on last year's results, all three teams were ranked. All three teams went to nationals that are ahead of us. And all these teams did pretty well. They all made it out of pool play. So, they earned that recognition. And we're starting a freshman stutter and things like that. So
There's a couple question marks for us. We feel really good about those kids, but those coaches haven't seen them play yet. So, yeah, I think it's accurate. I thought last year they dropped us a little bit, but this year I think it's pretty accurate. Preseason anyway, it's a good reflection of, what people, conventional wisdom would be.
And Matt, just kind of a bigger picture question here. There's always that coming together, that bonding and things like that. What are you looking for with being able to play on the road, your first competition? You've got some time that you'll be spending off the volleyball court, albeit not a lot. What are you looking for besides the X's and O's this weekend from your team?
That trust, building trust. This group has a great level of chemistry already. We did some things before we even got into camp this year. We did a ropes course, and even just with this group down here in Oklahoma, going out to eat last night was last minute. It was crazy. This group has just gelled really well. They practice well. They bring a lot of energy to the gym every day. The chemistry is where it needs to be at this point in the season for sure. So we're really excited about it. We're going to go see the National Memorial today for the Oklahoma City bombing, and we're going to go to catch a baseball game tonight. So we're going to do some other things to kind of relax a little bit. We've been working hard and kind of get us mentally ready to go tomorrow and bond a little more as a team.
Well, Matt, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll chat with you again as the season progresses. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, Matt Buttermore, head coach of the Hastings College volleyball team. Can't start it off unless it was one and two in the same day, but they play tomorrow starting at 3:45. Their first match is against Texas Brownsville, who was the undefeated national champion last year in preseason number one, and then the host Oklahoma Baptist is ranked 14th. They have two more games in on Saturday.
Well, you like, as a coach, you kind of like that, knowing where you're at beginning of the season or knowing where you want to get to before the end of the season. They have some high expectations. They have a good team. There's a lot of optimism there. There's going to be no doubt after this weekend what they need to work on. They'll probably have some success. I always like starting with a big-time opponent early on because it let you know where you're at. It isn't like your overall goal is to be undefeated anyway. You just want to build up to the end. And in a lot of different sports, but volleyball especially, when you get into conference season, if you've played teams like that, that should put you where you want to be.
Coming up, we're going to talk high school football. Jason Dooland of Elm Creek is going to join us. Luke Hoover of RotoWire will answer your fantasy football questions, so get those into us. Got a couple of minutes here, so I want to get a little nugget out there talking Husker football. There was some actual storylines that came out of practice yesterday. Kevin Williams injured, not severe. They thought it was going to be bad. This kid has had all kinds of problems, two knee injuries. This is an ankle tweak. They hope to have him back, but they move, or at least they say this is the reason, DJ Foster, they're going to move him from offense to defense to maybe help him out, and Coach Pelini likes that. And a lot of mixing and matching yesterday. Monty, for the folks out there, when he's talking mixing and matching, is that something like Riker running with the ones or Imani Cross running with the ones more, or is it totally taking something different from this?
I think it's a little bit of both. What I took away from it was the fact that you had some different guys in the personnel groups. What happens is there was a lot of guys that were sitting out practice, not major injuries, but little nicks and that sort of thing that come about this time of year. And so you've seen throughout different practices where there's certain guys, for example, Corey Cooper, I don't think practiced yesterday. Well, all of a sudden what that does is that puts a new safety over there. Also was Josh Kalu, I think, was end up practicing as the number one nickel because of that, because they moved Byron over to the safety spot. So that's kind of what we're talking about. A change of one guy going over might shift two guys. DJ Foster, you mentioned that was an interesting sort of thing, because there's been a lot of really good reports from camp about this kid. A lot of us saw him in high school, and he's a player. I think so much of the time people want to look at a guy switching positions and take it as a negative sort of thing. DJ Foster could be a great offensive lineman, can be a great defensive lineman. That's part of the reason why you have an early freshman camp, why you have that sort of look at a kid like that. Obviously, Aaron Curry leaving the football team played a role in that, because you had your fifth-string defensive tackle. By the way, you heard me right, your fifth guy on the list. And
Bo said that.
And don't, well, and because, you know, the sky is falling. A guy that started however many games last year is eight games transferring. Well, yeah, it's a lot of guys want to say that that's a real negative thing. Well, the bottom line was there were some guys that had passed him. Now, what you want to have happen is you want a guy to respond to being passed on the depth chart and challenged a little bit and maybe regain that position. Maybe the writing was on the wall. Maybe it wasn't on the roll, but there was no wall. But there's no doubt in anybody's mind that's down there that has seen things that Aaron Curry at this point in time was probably about the fifth guy. And so he chose to move on. That's not necessarily such a terrible thing.
We'll have more with Monty Kratzenstein, a former Husker tight end, joining us as our co-host again today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just more from a local flavor, talking about these young kids and taking the path, I guess, that you took. I think you would be able to relate to the guys that aren't in practice right now and will join on Monday when classes start. Or somebody like a Blake Holtmeyer. Carney's got four kids on the roster. I don't ever remember him having that many. Spencer Lindsay, Luke McNitt, Thomas Conley, and Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer made the 105. And I've heard good things. Sean Callahan has said good things. They say he's catching everything down there. This isn't a kid that's probably going to see the field this year. But how, like I said, what do they look at when they haven't really had a chance to see him do anything besides put forth effort, weight room in just the short time he was there over the summer?
Well, summer has changed too, because the coaches can see them and work with them a little bit in the summer and they do a lot more 7-on-7 sort of thing. So they have seen that. What came from that was Blake proved himself as being one of the best freshman wide receivers there that was in camp, and they needed somebody to fill a spot. They needed somebody because receiver, especially as many patterns they run. That's nothing to take away from Blake. Blake has done a great job. I've talked to him both times. Yeah. He's happy. He's enjoying it. But it's a process. What great experience for him to get practice with the 105. He's still going to redshirt. I mean, those kids, all those kids you mentioned are you know, except for Lindsay probably, mm-hmm. who already had, are going to redshirt. It just gives him a leg up and more experience. What a tremendous – I laugh because he came out of a defensive station. He was kind of walking by, and he said, well, that's the first time I've ever played tight end before. You know, because, you know, they're lining up. They're running some plays, whatever. They look at the cards, and he lined up in three. He goes, I'll have to look at film tomorrow. I'll see how my three-point stance was. But he's having fun. He's enjoying it. He's working hard. He's in the mix. It gives him a huge advantage. Thomas Conley, when he reports, and Luke McNick, when they report, the hard thing is not to get frustrated and feel like – nobody's watching you, because they're watching, but you aren't a high priority. So you go down there, you grind away, you do your work, you get better. This year is just to progress, and the toughest thing is mentally not getting wore down or mentally saying, you know what, I'll never get to where I need to be. Times are different now. If someone hasn't contributed by the time they're second year in or 2.5 years in, they're a bust, right? I mean, it used to be, you know, it took you to be a junior or senior for you to even play, especially if you were a walk-on. And so you knew there weren't these expectations and everybody talking in social media or on radio shows like ourselves about kids and how they're doing.
Well, we'll wish them all the best of luck. We'll talk a little more Husker football later on in the show. Right now, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and remind you that as football and volleyball and all of the great seasons are underway now, in fact, competition begins today. If you figured out you don't have the right gear, Misco's, as always, takes care of you. Misco's Sports not only has the gear for the high school athletes, youth football is going on, and of course, they've got Husker gear. They're carrying ASICS footwear for the whole family. Misco's in Ord is now under new ownership, but continues to serve the schools and the folks of Nebraska. They keep making their rounds through Nebraska. They keep serving the schools, even though you may not have that storefront here in Kearney like you used to. They're still there. They're still taking care of everybody. And the new website is coming out soon. The new ownership, Steve, Jeremy, and Megan, if you're in Ord, stop by, say hi. Otherwise, they're going to find you and make sure that you are properly equipped. Misco's better equipped for the games you play. Elm Creek football head coach Chase Doolin coming up.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's It's all here at your complete nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your complete nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge open daily during the state fair. Take a break and bet on the best thoroughbred racing starting 12 noon. All your favorite tracks, including fabulous Del Mar Park. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy full dining and bar. So race to the finish line, number one for food and fun. Use Gate 7 during the state fair.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
The DeWalt Guaranteed Tough Truck Tour is coming to Builders this Thursday, August 21st from 10 to 2. It's the biggest tool sale of the year with huge one-day sales on select DeWalt power tools. Discover 20% off all DeWalt accessories not already on sale and 25% off all DeWalt hand tools. DeWalt representatives will be on hand to answer all your tool questions. Plus deals too low to advertise. Only $3 for a hot dog lunch from 11 until 1 during the DeWalt tool sale this Thursday at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Right now, you can get a new Ram truck and receive $1,000 in bonus cash with the Labor Day sales event. A lot of Labor Day deals going on from the manufacturer. We always want to make sure that you know it's still the same hassle-free, low price on the new and pre-owned vehicles. But when the manufacturer steps up, they put a little extra jingle in your pocket to get you ready for fall. This incentive program applies to the purchase of a new 2014 Ram 1500 pickup. If you're in the mood for a Jeep, how about $1,000 Labor Day cash allowance on the 2014 Cherokee Sport and Latitude? I'm telling you what, I'm not a car aficionado, truck aficionado. I know what looks nice and is cool. Check out that Cherokee Sport. When I saw that on the lot, in fact, in the showroom, when I actually saw it at Midway, I went, boo.
Talk to management. See, think that that'd look good. Company car for you. They're right there.
We'll work on that. Okay. You can check it out yourself in person or go online to thinkmidway.com. Don't forget to like Think Midway on Facebook for more great deals. They're always giving you a chance to get some better deals, whether you need a new or pre-owned vehicle or not. They've got oil changes and maybe some rotation of the tires. Whatever you need, there's check that out as well. And they help out in the community, ticket giveaways. Of course, they gave away the motorcycle and skydive package this summer. So that's all there for you. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Our high school football preview today takes us to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes coming off a 9-win season, and what an exciting ride it was. Elm Creek, Overton, then Hemingford kind of come out and spoiled it for both of them. But Elm Creek has got a lot of good kids back, and Jace Doolin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, former Husker Monty Kratzenstein. Jace, have you put the golf clubs away?
I have. I don't know. Maybe this last weekend, this weekend, I can get out one more time. But they have been away for a while. I haven't been out for a month.
Well, we've got that comfort level from some coaches, but Class D remains at the 8-game schedule, so you won't play until September the 5th. Is that something you even considered? Because I know some of the Class C coaches are saying, well, we have one less week of preparation. Is that something that Class D is headed towards, or you like where you're at?
I don't know. It's one of those things that I grew up playing week one, but that extra week is nice for us, so we don't have to cram all of our two-a-days together, and we can stretch our practices out. And the last 2 years, this is our third year doing it. We've always had week one, week zero bye, and our kids are kind of getting used to it now that it's kind of nice that they really – it's that repetition. The kids are right back in schedule, and you don't have to change the schedule on them and maybe go on a Saturday or two.
Coach, obviously a great year last year. As Doug said, if some good players coming back. Is there a certain amount of comfort level having a quarterback back?
Yeah.
Like Nick?
Yeah, they are. Nick Crowley's back, and really having your quarterback back, running the offense, the knowing your audibles, knowing your checks and everything like that really helps, especially week one, week two, when you go and get into the season. You really, the comfort level, and we can tell already this year that when we got hit the ground running in two-a-days, we were strides with them from where we were last year because of just that, having our quarterback being able to run the offense and control everybody else and make sure they're in the right spot.
Well, folks are going to get tired of hearing the Bartling name. You get rid of one, but Nate's still back for you. He gets his picture in Huskerland prep, and he's everybody bit of what Jake was now here at UNK. What's the differences and what's the similarities you see between those two?
Their similarities are their looks. They look exactly the same. They are the same size. The differences would be the attributes. Nate's not as much of an athlete, not as faster as Jake was, but Nate has the mean side to him and the nasty side of an offensive lineman and defensive lineman. So he has his attributes that are great, and Jake had his own.
As you've made it through practice so far, tell me where you think you're at. We had Coach Tesmer on yesterday, and he came out and said, you know, we've got a young offense, but I like what's going on in practice, and talked about a couple holes they're still working on. So is there something that's been pleasantly surprising this early, and what are you still concerned about?
The surprising part, I'd say our young offensive line has really kind of stepped up, and they're moving along with the offense and getting everything, get the cobwebs figured out right now, and they're doing a really good job. That's the surprising part. We expected our skill guys are all back. They're all the seniors, and we expect them to know what they have to do, and that mesh is kind of when you get to team and practice and how the O-line and the backs and the skill guys are going to mesh when you run plays. But so far on offense, it's looked pretty good. Defensive-wise, we have some spots to fill that we're probably not as deep as others. We just have one or two guys that can play a position, and those two guys are going to have to step up. So that'd probably be the negative so far, where we still got to figure those out. And with having a week two game, that's the luxury of it. We can scrimmage all we want and figure out who really wants to play.
Coach, looking at your schedule, a few familiar names on there that I'm sure you're familiar with, but also maybe some that you're not as much haven't seen as much. So talk a little bit about your schedule and some of the challenges that it presents.
The first challenge is week one, week two would be. We go out to Perkins County, and the last 2 years, all of our away games hadn't been more than hour and 15 minutes, and then we got a first one this year. It's going to be two and a half hours. So that'll be the first challenge, see if how our kids respond. And Perkins County is going to be young, but they're going to be fast. They have a lot of good kids that are coming back. And they were 11-man last year, moving down to 8-man. See how but they have an 8-man coach and Carly Wells. They're going to be well coached, and they're going to be ready to play on week two. And getting into the schedule, we got some tough schedules. Our district, D19, it always seems to reload with a lot of talent. No Blue Hills in there. They're ranked number two. Arapahoe always has great talent coming back. They're going to be right there and stick their nose in a title hunt. Axtell's coming back, moving up to D1, and they'll be really, I think they're going to be a lot tougher than the media is thinking, because they got some kids back. They got a lot of kids from last year back. And then our off-season, or our non-conference schedule that really scares me is Twin Loop. They got some skill guys that have a lot of talent and a great coach up there in Kojal.
Yeah, there are going to be some interesting games. Twin Loop is at number 10 in Stu's rankings. Blue Hill, number 2 or 3, depending on what you look at. Interesting, you think Blue Hill and Perkins County, they've had so much success in the 11-man ranks, and now they're here at 8-man. There are definitely some challenges out there for Jace Doolin and his squad, and should be some great matchups. Jace, I got to ask you the question that I know the guys in the coffee shop have been talking about. Even though Overton dropped to D2, did you guys just not want to play each other?
I don't think it. So where we sit, where Elm Creek sits on the map, and there's just too many close games. There's too many close teams around that are in D1 that I think they had to find some people to play those teams out west, like Perkins County. So we got shipped out there, and I put them on the list. I think they put us on the list. It just the list that doesn't always work out that way. And it's a rivalry game that you always kind of want. You look up forward to, and you circle that team every year. It's kind of next 2 years will be kind of empty there, missing that circled game.
Well, if practice gets a little bit boring, you can always invite them over and have a little, you know, some drills together, and you know, let us know about that. We'll come over and watch.
Yeah, that would be an exciting practice. That could get pretty interesting.
Well, Jace, let's hope this team has as much success or even more than last year, and we will be chatting with you as the season progresses. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Jace Doolin joining us here, head football coach at Elm Creek, opening at Perkins County on Friday, September the 5th. One more reminder that tomorrow it'll be here, Jersey's annual golf tournament, or as they're calling it, the almost annual Jersey's golf tournament. It's at Meadowlark Hills, $300 if you want to play some golf tomorrow. Just found out maybe you got the day off or said, hey, I couldn't play in it, and now I can. Head on up to Jersey's, get signed up after the tournament. Burgers, drinks, and awards following the tournament. It's all to have a lot of fun on a Friday and maybe one of your last chances for a scramble-type atmosphere. It is the almost annual Jersey's Golf Tournament at Meadowlark Hills. It's tomorrow. Find out more and sign up today at Jersey's. Luke Hoover, fantasy football, a little more Husker talk with Monty Kratzenstein, and we've got a water truck that's coming here to the radio station. I have to get under it.
You got a life preserver? You got a ski vest?
Will a bow tie suffice?
Not for me. I can't swim.
I can't either. We'll be back after this.
Nearly 650,000 Americans were injured at work last year. In construction, agriculture, medicine, manufacturing, or an office, safety and wellness are the keys to a happy, healthy workplace. Join us at the UNS Conference Center in Kearney, September 25th, for a one-day conference featuring over 20 breakout sessions, comedian Greg Schwemm, a full exhibit hall, and more. Full information and registrations are at GreatPlainsSafety.com. Early bird registration ends August 29th. Be safe, be well. Log on to GreatPlainsSafety.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Okay, you can just have the tickets. That's fine. That way we'll take care of it. We'll just give you the sticks tickets. We don't do anything else. Are you going to get under the water cannon?
Yeah.
Damon Day is coming down. He is Bush Cutter hasn't said yes or no. I just said he could if you wanted to. I didn't. You know, if all the co-hosts. I'm thinking maybe I've got to throw out the challenge to Steve Anderson at Fauner Park. To do the ice bucket challenge, because I think that would get that crew going over there as well. I've seen Terry Douglas's boys do it. I'll throw out the challenge to Terry Douglas to do it as well today. Problem is, there's a lot of them. If they've done it, cool. You don't get to see them all, so we'll see it again. 12:30 here at 403 East 25th. Broadfoot Sand and Gravel is bringing down there. I didn't even know. All I can think of is it's massive water truck. And a bunch of us are doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, including Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Brian Maher, the UNK coaches, football coaches, and their captains, I have been told, are coming down. Bob Crocker has been a co-host a couple of times.
Sure.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him under the hose. Paul Eunice is coming down. Roger Matheson, Kearney High's track coach. What are they up to now? Is it 19? Is it 21? I lose track how many state championships they've had. They're just so good. And that's, you know, I think Langan's coming down. So
all my friends, it's peer pressure. All my friends are doing it.
Did I tell you I'm wearing a tux?
No.
Nobody's classed it up like that.
No, I was going to go the other direction. Just made, you know, because I got to change, you know, because I got to go back to work. I don't know about some of you guys. I got to go back to work. So I've got to figure out.
I do too, but I've penciled in some, you know,
change time?
Doug time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, will you go into a phone booth? Go into a phone booth, change, come out.
What's a phone booth? You just confused Luke.
Bad analogy.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire joins us here for our fantasy football report brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, your fantasy football headquarters with free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, the NFL Red Zone, and Sunday Ticket, where every game is on at least one television. Cunningham's is where you head not only for the NFL, but Husker games. Bring your friends, meet your friends, and enjoy the coldest draft beer in town. We'll tell you more about our football challenge in a little bit, but making his return to the Doug and Daddy Show, Luke Hoover. Luke, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Have you done the ice bucket challenge, Luke?
I haven't yet. I'm starting to get anxious. You know, I haven't been nominated. Might have to do it myself just to give it a shot.
I think it gets around. I'm looking for advice from any of our guests and folks that we've had on the show. So we'll – yes, Monty?
How fast can you get to Nebraska?
Yeah, we're not doing a little bucket. I tell you what, though, we'll if I remember here in the next couple of days, when the little kids do it, you know, it's pretty cool. They get their little sand bucket. But let's move on and do some fantasy football talk. Luke – most, I think, of the guys will start doing, and gals will start doing their drafts. There's been a few that are done, but I know a lot that are starting this weekend. Number one tip, I always ask, if they're just starting out, there's so many different leagues, but what's the same kind of line that you give all the folks that pick up RotoWire, read RotoWire online as they get ready for their draft?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel like now, it's such a pass-heavy league. You can wait and wait and wait and wait at quarterback. It does work in a lot of leagues. I've had more success when I've had an elite quarterback. So I think in leagues of 10, 12-plus teams, I really feel like you want to get one of those top three or five guys get him out of the way early. You know, you can always put the pieces in play, at running back and receiver as far as, even in-season additions, free agents and things like that, or getting lucky with a guy that hits late. But if you have an Aaron Rodgers, a Drew Brees, a Peyton Manning, I think you give yourself a much better chance at winning consistently, at least getting into the playoffs.
Again, folks, if you got a question for Luke, you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. We're also on Facebook at ESPN Superstation. Now, co-host Monty is not a fantasy football guy, so do you have any fantasy football questions, or you want me to carry this?
Well, which is fine. You will carry it, but I'm a defensive guy, so I want to know about team defenses. You know, there's a lot of those leagues my buddies have talked about. Oh, I have this defense, that defense. Talk to us, Luke, a little bit about team defenses. We all know who the very best ones are, but what about some of the others?
Sure. The first thing I can tell you probably about team defense is, for me, it's the second to last pick. I don't really put too much, stock into that because, defenses change up so much and so dramatically sometimes from one year to the next. You know, one, I think, coming up, and we saw it last year, did a great job there revamping things. Rob Ryan with the Saints, I really like what they've done, adding Jairus Byrd. Their pass rush was a lot better last year. Should be a very strong secondary. I like them quite a bit. And we know about them as well, but the Rams had an excellent pass rush last year. Robert Quinn is a borderline unstoppable. I like Chris Long a lot. They added Aaron Donald in the middle, provides some interior pass rush as well. And again, it's a tough division for them, but there's going to be a lot of slugfests for the Rams, and I think they'll put up some points for as a defense.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I know when the magazine comes out, you guys had to do some drafts, maybe all the way back in April and May, around draft time when all of that came out. And you guys do 14 teams. Wow, that's crazy. I can't imagine, you got the 14th pick. But it seems to me every year there's a line in that first round where, okay, back in the day, there were four elite running backs, and they went boom, boom, boom. And if you drew five, then you just kind of went, okay, now what do I do now? Quarterbacks or what? Is there a line in that first round where the talent changes?
I think probably somewhere around the seventh or eighth pick, you can really, look at then, all right, maybe I'm taking that elite receiver, who could be, a number one or two receiver, obviously, Calvin Johnson. If you take him in the first four or five picks, I don't think anyone's going to give you a hard time about that. But for my taste, the first five guys off the board should be running backs. Probably, with those last two either being Matt Forte or Eddie Lacy. I think most people are going to say, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson. I've seen them in the top three pretty much everywhere, unless maybe that's a PPR league and you throw a Forte in there. But it's right around seven or eight, I think, is a good time to start going either a receiver or maybe even consider a Jimmy Graham just because he's that much head and shoulders above the rest of the tight ends.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire, let's go to the inbox here. If they're both available this year, would you rather take a Drew Brees or a Peyton Manning?
I'd still have to go with Manning. Obviously, the numbers are going to come down. There's pretty much no way he's repeating 55 touchdowns, but, they added Emmanuel Sanders, who's, is a very good route runner. He's got a lot of quickness. So I think he's going to have a productive season. Julius Thomas is really still just developing, so I think the sky's the limit with him. Drew Brees has nice new weapons as well. I really like Brandon Cooks, but between the two, I'm going to give Manning a slight edge this year.
As we take a look at what's going on with some injuries here, I mean, Jamal Charles, a lot of people, including your publication, has him number one. You've got some guys like him that have been tweaked or hurt or – when you go into a draft and you got a guy that you just don't know how bad an injury is, what's your advice?
Well, I mean, it's the preseason right now. A guy like Jamal Charles is really just dealing with a bruise. I can't imagine it's going to carry on into the regular season at all. And guys play through injuries all the time, and still have put up very productive years. My advice would be, unless they're really saying, all right, this person's going to miss some time, I would still draft according to the rankings for the most part. I personally would put Peterson slightly ahead of a guy like Charles. I think Charles falls off a little bit given a bit of a tougher schedule.
Steve makes a good point here that there's always somebody overrated or underrated. I look at a guy I was in a touchdown-only league last year, and Andy Dalton was like fifth as a quarterback. Nobody would consider, and you know, you just wouldn't think that. And depending on how your league scores, that can change. Do you have a favorite that maybe year in and year out you go, you know what, there's nothing wrong with this guy, and nobody ever takes it?
You know, I mean, that you could say Andy Dalton again this year. I see no reason why he doesn't produce similar numbers to what he did last year. It might be a little tougher with Marvin Jones missing a few weeks to begin the year, but Mohamed Sanu, I think, will step up. He's definitely more than an adequate replacement and someone I like to, you know, potentially break out a little bit, at least over this first half of the season. You know, that's a good name. I started to view him this way going into last year, and then he had the injury. But at quarterback, I also like Sam Bradford. Had a really nice start to the season last year. I believe he had 13 touchdowns and just a handful of picks before he, you know, tore the ACL. But I think he has a bounce back year.
Well, I was kind of high on Le'Veon Bell, and I think he is high on himself now. But what about nice. Pittsburgh's running backs? You know, it doesn't seem to matter who they plug in there. I really I like Le'Veon better than I guess most people. What's your thoughts on him?
Well, I mean, if you look at the RotoWire magazine, I've got Le'Veon Bell as a bust this season. so I don't see him the same way, but the guy has a lot of talent. But we saw how well LeGarrette Blount ran late in the season for the Patriots, and I figured, you know, he's got to steal some carries, at least some of the early down work, possibly some of the goal line work, given his size. You know, Bell will still see a good amount of touches. He's a very good receiver. He's got soft hands, runs nice routes for Roethlisberger out of the backfield. And, you know, I definitely like his overall value. I just feel like he's a top 10 pick right now, and I don't view him as such. I think he's more in that 15 to 20 range for me.
Any other? Oh, go ahead, Monty.
Oh, I had one.
Yeah.
Are there any guys? I know there's only one bust, Jerome Bettis, but are there any guys like that, the minimal carries, multiple touchdowns? Any guys that fit into that type of category?
Well, you know, there are every year, and actually someone I could see playing that role as a rookie right now is Andre Williams for the Giants. Just a real big bruising back. I mean, Rashad Jennings has size as well. They're actually about the same weight. But, you know, Williams is just kind of a bulldozer. He's got some really good leg drive, could push the pile. He's not going to get a ton of carries because Jennings is a more well-rounded player, a better receiver significantly, actually, and, you know, good runner in his own right. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Williams get maybe in that 75 to 100 carry range and still come away with about six touchdowns.
And those are awesome to know when you are only in those touchdown-only leagues, because you can get some steals down the way there. Just a last minute here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. You can find out a lot of information as well every single day at RotoWire.com as the season progresses. Luke will be joining us Thursdays during this time slot, so we always love for your questions. Email them, tweet them, whatever the case may be. Luke, as we get ready here for Standard League, PPR League, touchdown only league, there's college that's starting to emerge a little bit more here. Your favorite is which?
You know, I'm still more of a Standard League fan. I'm starting to get more into the PPR, though, every year, it feels like. You know, just because you get those late round picks in PPR that have that additional value because they might catch, you know, 50 or 60 passes, but they're otherwise not particularly productive. Like a guy like Danny Woodhead really was a star in PPR last year, whereas he was at best a flex in standard leagues, but he catches the ball so well out of the backfield. He did find the end zone more than you would expect, but which I think will come down a little bit this year. But it makes it more interesting, I think, in the draft process.
And at that quarterback position, because we asked Jeff this last week, and I look at this, you've got Andrew Luck went like in the sixth round of your 14-team standard. I mean, that's just so far down. I know that there is no league that I am in that he will be around that long. Most of these guys go way too early. But where's the line in the sand for quarterbacks this year for you?
Well, you know, again, my method, it's worked well for me, is that I want to get one of those elite quarterbacks, you know, ideally a top three, if not a top five guy, so I feel really confident in them. I'm comfortable, especially in leagues where, you know, teams will wait at quarterback.
I took Peyton Manning at the start of the second round in that draft, to give you an example. You know, I really won't wait past the second or third round typically if I feel like that's my guy. But obviously, a lot of those good values, like a Luck, maybe a Matt Ryan, possibly a Nick Foles, will be sitting there in that fifth, sixth, maybe the seventh round, it depending on the size of your league.
Well, we will look forward to this Thursday segment throughout the year, and I know each and every week there's a lot of should I play this guy or should I play that guy situation. So, Luke, we'll talk to you next Thursday, and appreciate all the work you guys are doing at RotoWire. Thanks so much.
Sounds great, guys.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, every Thursday except Thanksgiving Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And don't forget our fantasy football report brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. And don't forget to sign up at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can do it right now. Click on the Doug and Daddy Show, Cunningham's Journal Fantasy Football banner. All you have to do is log in. Floating salary cap league. The better the player, the higher the price. You can set your team each week, and the rules are there, but it's free. We have weekly winners, $25 gift cards to Cunningham's Journal. We'll have the year-end Super Bowl party winner as well. Best part, it's free, and you know what? You don't have to do it every single week if you don't want to. You forget, it's not going to crush your chances. So don't forget to sign up today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Still can't get you convinced to get in the league.
No, but I am my fantasy football question game is improving. I'm
stepping up.
I'm paying attention.
Here's what I do, because these analysts always will say defense and kicker last and last.
Sure.
What happens to me is I'll get to the eighth, ninth round, and I'll look and I'll go, you know what? I got what I want, or I don't know who I want to take next. That's when I go get the defense. Mm-hmm. Because, and so, oh, well, the Bears in the day, or the Seahawks now, or the Niners for a while, you know, whoever you want. And then that gives me more time to go back to the wide receivers and running backs.
Well, but he's right, the way the NFL is and the rules and whatnot. It's pretty tough to have a consistently dominating defense. The scores or dominates the game. It's just tough to do it.
Well, we're going to have to start cleaning up the parking lot here, and then we're going to get hosed down in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And before we go, I want to give you a reminder to vote every day on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who's your pick to win the NFC North? As we figured, 58%. Packers. Packers got the majority. I took a long shot, went with Detroit, 33%. Not a whole lot of faith in those Chicago Bears, 8%, and no faith, no votes for the Minnesota Vikings. You going with the Packers?
Yes.
And today we're going
with my heart or my head? My head says the Packers. My heart, I like those other two teams in my heart, but now Packers.
Yeah,
Packers.
I don't really root against any of those teams unless they're playing the Cowboys and what's that matter anymore? Which team will win the AFC North? The Baltimore Orioles, really? Is that what you did? What you did? Jeff, do you remember 2 years ago when somebody on this show correctly predicted the Super Bowl outcome?
Yes, I do.
I'm looking forward to that. That was the Baltimore Ravens. So Jeff will go back on the website and change that. Sorry, I shouldn't have called you out, but
no,
that was me.
That
made fun of you.
My bad.
Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a two-team race there.
He
maybe
did it,
not even that.
He did that to check the intelligence of our listenership, and if there would have been some, there might have been like 5 or 6% that would have picked in, then would have told us a little bit about the show.
I'm taking the Bengals. Who you taking?
Oh, jumping bandwagon on the Bengals, are you?
Well, is it bandwagon? I don't want to be, but
I go black and gold.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
It's Coward Power. Oh, wait, he's not there.
Is LC Greenwood still playing defensive end for the Pittsburgh's Steelers?
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
I always liked Pittsburgh.
Baseball, a couple of topics. I wasn't surprised about Monet Davis and her team getting beat last night. I think it's all good. It's great. But the team from Nevada, they're the team that can hit that fastball. They got the bat out there, and they scored. I thought the only way that Philadelphia was going to win was to score with them, and they had a chance in the first, didn't capitalize, and then stayed 3-1 there until the very end. But they're still Chicago and Philadelphia now play for a chance to take Nevada on for the U.S. championship, so that should be some fun.
Some good storylines, and that's what it really is. People are looking for good storylines, and they're still there.
And unfortunately, the American Legion, I meant to mention this yesterday, but the American Legion World Series, where we were keeping tabs on Omaha Westside, that didn't have a climactic end. New Jersey, the defending national champions, won it again 18-0 over Michigan in seven innings because of the run rule. You don't expect to see that happen, do you?
Ouch.
Royals, a day off. They are down to a one-game lead. Matt McBride, first home run of the year. It ends up being his first grand slam, 5-2. Rockies win over the Royals. They go to Texas this weekend. Detroit cut it to one because they did pick up a victory. Great video by the Husker coaches and players to the Hoffman family. Jack starting his treatment again today out in Boston. He's supposed to be in school. Just all these diseases that affect anybody, but especially the kids. And so hopefully it can go as well as it possibly can for Jack and the Hoffman family.
It's always heartwarming to see that and hear those guys talk about it, the players, the coaches. It does a heart good to see that.
Johanna Guyfon, congratulations. He decided he's going to go to Wyoming for Craig Bohl, the outstanding All-Stater from Grand Island Central Catholic, made that decision last night.
Got two Nebraska kids so far, right? C.J. Johnson and kid from there's a couple other ones that are teetering on as well. So he's definitely made an impact. Bohl has as far as Nebraska recruits.
He's right out on them, folks. We've convinced Monty to take his boots off and fulfill his ice bucket challenge here. There will be a good group of Kearneyites, UNKites. Some of the brass of the community, if you will, with Dr. Maher. He will be here. So we're looking forward to that. We want to thank Broadfoot Sand and Gravel for providing the water. And that's going to take place at approximately 12:30. We got to go get ready for it right here at the studios, outside, of course, 403 East 25th. So if you want to just swing by and gaze and gawk, it's a water wagon tanker train thing.
I will. I got to run downtown, grab a snorkel.
Okay.
Grab one of those because I don't want to drown. I don't want to get water in my nose.
UNK football coaches and captains will be here. Dr. Maher will be here. Paul Eunice, Terry Broadfoot, Roger Matheson, coach from Kearney High, will be here. Coach Day is coming. Jimmy Langan, my co-host, is going to be here. Monty's going to do it. I'm going to be there. And if I forgot some of them, because I've been told so many people are going to try and get here, we hope it'll be fun. We will put Jeff and Merritt and the gang on top of that and get it posted to our Facebook page as quickly as possible. And it should be a lot of fun. Folks, Monty, thanks so much for always being a part of the show.
Always fun to be here.
Any other Husker note before we run out that you wanted to get to?
My least favorite weekend of the year is coming up because – I mean, not to take away from Little League Baseball and 12-year-old kids, but I'm getting ready to watch some football, and we're still a week away, and I need it to get here soon.
Well, there'll be plenty of talk next week as well. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jeff Ashby is going to be joining us, Giltner head football coach. We're also going to be talking about the annual Hastings Rodeo. It's coming up this weekend. That's usually the 4th of July, but it's coming up this weekend. Bareback rider Wyatt Clark is going to be joining us. He lives here in Nebraska. We'll talk about that. Jim Langan's going to be my co-host. We'll talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge. It'll be our final Friday without football until the Super Bowl.
I like the way that sounds.
Wrap your head around that. We do want to thank Jace Doolin, head football coach at Elm Creek, Luke Hoover from RotoWire, Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore, and Monty Kratzenstein for all being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show today. I got to go get ready. We're going to go get doused. Hopefully I'm back tomorrow. Have a great one, folks. The Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.